Earth Science, 8th grade, The Solar System, April 6th through April 9th. Lesson 2, Tuesday, April 7th. Read and annotate these pages carefully, and then answer the questions below. Stars come in many different colors. If you look at the stars in Orion, as shown in yesterday's lesson, you will notice that there is a bright red star in the upper left, and a bright and a blue star in the lower right. The red star is named Betelgeuse, and the blue star is named Rigel. Color and temperature. If you watch a piece of metal, such as a coil of an electric stove, as it heats up, you can see how color is related to temperature. When you first turn on the heat, the coil looks black, but you can feel the heat with your hand held several inches from the coil. As the coil gets hotter, it starts to glow a dull red. As it gets hotter still, it becomes a brighter red, then orange. If it gets extremely hot, it might look yellow-white, or even blue-white. Like a coil on a stove, a star's color is determined by the temperature of the star's surface. Relatively cool stars are red. Warmer stars are orange or yellow, and extremely hot stars are blue or blue-white. The most common way of classifying stars is by color. The table below shows how this classification system works. The class of a star is given by a letter. Each letter corresponds to a color and also to a range of temperatures. Note that these letters don't match the color names. They are left over from an older system that is no longer used. Main sequence. As we learned last week, stars are born in clouds of gas and dust known as nebula. We're on page 6. Once stars begin nuclear fusion, they have entered the main sequence. For most of a star's life, the nuclear fusion in the core combines hydrogen atoms to form helium atoms. A star in this stage is said to be a main sequence star, or to be on the main sequence. This term comes from the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, the plot of stars you made last week. For stars on the main sequence, the hotter they are, the brighter they are. The length of time a star is on the main sequence depends on how long a star is able to balance the inward force of gravity with the outward force provided by the nuclear fusion going on in its core. More massive stars have high pressure in the core, so they have to burn more of their hydrogen fuel to prevent gravitational collapse. Because of this, more massive stars have higher temperatures and also run out of hydrogen sooner than smaller stars do. Our Sun, which is a medium-sized star, has been a main-sequence star for about 5 billion years. It will continue to shine without changing for about 5 billion more years. Very large stars may be on the main sequence for only 10 million years or so. Very small stars may be main-sequence stars for tens to hundreds of billions of years. Red giants and white dwarfs. As a star begins to use up its hydrogen, it then begins to fuse helium atoms together into heavier atoms like carbon. Eventually, stars contain fewer light elements to fuse. In other words, they start to run out of fuel. The star can no longer hold up against gravity, and it starts to collapse inward. Meanwhile, the outer layers spread out and cool. The star becomes larger, but larger on the surface and red in color. Stars in this stage are called red giants. Again, eventually, a red giant burns up all of the helium in its core. What happens next depends on how massive the star is. A typical star, like the Sun, stops fusion completely at this point. Gravitational collapse shrinks the star's core to a white, glowing object about the size of Earth. The star at this point is called a white dwarf. Eventually, a white dwarf cools down, and its light fades out, and the star is no more. Supergiants and supernovas. A star that has much more mass than the sun will end its life in a more dramatic way. When very massive stars leave the main sequence, they become red supergiants. The red star Betelgeuse in Orion is a red supergiant. Unlike red giants, when all the helium in a red supergiant is gone, fusion does not stop. The star continues fusing atoms into heavier atoms, until eventually its nuclear fusion reactions produce iron atoms. Producing elements heavier than iron through fusion takes more energy than it produces. Therefore, stars will ordinarily not form any elements heavier than iron. When a star exhausts the elements that it is fusing together, the core succumbs to gravity and collapses violently, creating a violent explosion called a supernova. Page 7. A supernova explosion contains so much energy that some of this energy can actually fuse heavy atoms together, producing heavier elements such as gold, silver, and uranium. A supernova can shine as brightly as an entire galaxy for a short time, as shown in the bottom left of the image below. Neutron stars and black holes. After a large star explodes in a supernova, the leftover material in the core is extremely dense. If the core is less than about 4 times the mass of the sun, the star will be a neutron star, as shown below. A neutron star is made almost entirely of neutrons, even though it is more massive than the sun. It is only a few kilometers in diameter. Page 8. If the core remaining after a supernova is more than about 5 times the mass of the sun, the core will collapse so far that it becomes a black hole. Black holes are so dense that not even light can escape their gravity. For that reason, black holes cannot be observed directly. But we can identify a black hole by the effect that it has on objects around it, and by radiation that leaks out around its edges. Terms. Black hole, a superdense core left after a supergiant explodes as a supernova. Main sequence star. A star that is fusing hydrogen atoms to helium, a star in the main portions of its life. Nebula, an interstellar cloud of gas and dust. Neutron star, the remnant of a massive star after it explodes as a supernova. Red giant, stage in a star's development when the inner helium core contracts while the outer layers of hydrogen expand. Supernova, a tremendous explosion that occurs when the core of a star is mostly iron. Review. Number 1. Suppose a large star explodes in a supernova, leaving a core that is 10 times the mass of the sun. What would happen to the core of the star? Number 2. List the 7 main classes of stars, from hottest to coolest. Number 3. What kind of star will the sun be after it leaves the main sequence? This concludes the material for Tuesday, April 7th.